Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7:14, gonna be warm today and through the weekend, windier as we get through the weekend, increasing highs almost to 90 by Sunday, and maybe a little chance for showers on Sunday. We're going to talk with Stephen Procopio here, President of the Public Affairs Research Council. First, though, this is a little bit of what Jeff Landry had to say about the bill that Heather Cloud sponsored and his, view of it. Let me go ahead and play this for you here, if I can, if I press this and that.
What the left wants to do is they want to see, and they want to pick apart little words between the emails, or the Sierra Club wants to say, well, you know, the Attorney General or the governor's been talking to, you know, Exxon or Chevron.
Now, right there, when the governor says what the left wants to do, he's making a political argument there, and that's all he's making, and trying to find political cover for him, which is not in the public interest. Stephen Procopio joins us now, President of the Public Affairs Research Council. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Great. Doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Give me your thoughts on this bill by Heather Cloud and the effects that it could have on the public's access to records, and why, I guess, and it's not normal for you guys to get involved in this, I don't think, why you think this is a bad idea.
Oh, well, we always get involved in public records. It's one of the things that we were formed to do is ethics, records, open meetings. That's sort of the core of what we were formed for.
I guess I'm thinking of BGR. I was confusing you with BGR. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, we do tend not to put in what's known as red cards. That is actually have a formal opposition. We do try to basically point out what the issue is and sort of educate people. On this one, it was beyond the pale. And so we just thought, you know, when something is truly terrible, we will put in a red card, opposed. And this one is really, really bad. I mean, it's one of the worst I've seen since I've working at PAR. You know, Jindal had a deliberative process protection when he became what he put in while he was governor. And in some ways, that was a reform, because before that was a black hole in the governor's office. But his deliberative process only dealt with his office and the governor's. And they got rid of it in 2015 unanimously. The House voted against it. The Senate voted against it, not an opposing vote. This law would apply to not just the governor's office, but all of state government and all of local government. And actually, I think it's broader. Anything that's part of a governmental decision advisory opinions, recommendations, deliberations that are part of a governmental decision and how policies are formed would be exempt. That's it. And it applies to all levels of government. So not just the governor's office, but also New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, library systems, school system. It would apply to everything. It is so breathtaking how this would affect, it would fundamentally change what people could get and for the negative.
Governor gave an example to a reporter a couple of days ago about basically saying that, you know what, the public hires us. They don't care about all they care about, they elect us to make decisions for them, and then we publish the decision, and that's good enough. Is that the way democracy works?
No. I mean, you want to see what people are thinking. if the governor talks to Exxon or Chevron, that's important. We want to know who he's talking to, what goes into his deliberations, what all the alternatives they didn't choose. Now, let me say, there's some space for deliberations within an office. I mean, I don't want to say that there should be, you know, no room for politicians to discuss things. And let me point out, in law right now, the governor's office can talk to each other. You know, the chief of staff, his upper staff, like chief of staff, executive council, policy people, they can talk to each other and their records protected. That's fine. But when you start reaching outside of that office, especially if you're talking to things outside of government, no, the public absolutely has a right to know this thing.
And some of it is going to be privileged, and I don't think anybody disputes any of that, do they? Do you?
No. There's things like, you know, security, personal identifying information, proprietary information as part of a negotiation, all of that completely understandable. But that's not what this does, and this is, you know, those examples are a red herring. And the fact that the left is attacking him, I don't dispute that, but I'll let you know that I think everyone is upset with this. I've talked to multiple groups. I've talked to, you know, Republican women's organizations, and, you know, they are furious about it. I know people on the North Shore are furious about this. There are a lot of groups that rely on, or a lot of citizens that rely on public records to know what their government is doing. And I don't think painting it off as a partisan issue will be particularly successful.
There was a story that Andrea Gallo did for NOLA.com that pointed out some of the things that would never have been discovered had it not been for public records request Ray Nagin, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and let's be clear, our opposition is not to Governor Landry or the author of the bill. We talked about this in 2015 under Jindal. I mean, this is something fundamental to how government should work. You can't have a democracy if citizens don't know what's going on. So it's extremely important, this right to know what's going on, the right to know. It's fundamental. I don't know how democracy can function if people only know what politicians tell them they want them to know. And they have to know the whole truth.
Do you have any idea where I don't want to call for speculation on your part, but where the idea for this came from, or where the impetus for this came from?
Oh, I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure it came from the governor's office. I mean, they are the ones that are you know, and I think understandably they're beleaguered with public records requests. And since they get in there and there's a, you know, as they told us, you know, Jeff Landry is a polarizing figure, so he's going to get a lot of requests. Let me be clear, there is protection in law for vexatious requests already. There are things you can do, if people are just trying to abuse the system. But the fact that there's a lot of people that want requests does not mean that their right to those requests doesn't exist.
Yeah, it seems like one of the talking points now has become industry. It's become an industry, whether it's trial attorneys or something else which is interesting because you would think that the Republican Party, and I don't want to make you make this a partisan thing, but you would think that they're all for business and industry, but it seems like only when the business and industry suits them, not business and industry in general. I just think it's interesting that they would use the word industry in a pejorative way. Let me take a break. We come back. I'm going to talk about something else here that the governor wants to do, and it concerns power over Louisiana board appointments, and that might be in advance of the Constitutional Convention. I'm reading Jeremy Alford's book, which I would suggest everybody read, about the last constitution that last constitutional convention that occurred, CC 73, in Louisiana. And it really is a good history of Louisiana. Last Constitution is the name of the book. It gives you some insight, some context into how the government was run before, how Louisiana government is different than other states. And we'll talk about appointments to boards and commissions when we come back with Stephen Procopio, President of Public Affairs Research Council. I plan on finishing that book this weekend, and again, we'll talk to Jeremy Alford on Monday. If you're looking for something to do and get yourself knowledgeable and prepared for this constitutional convention debate that's going to happen, get that book and read it. Jeremy Alford, The Last Constitution. 721 traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWR. A little bit more about what the governor had to say about this attempt to hide just about every public record, and it's going to filter down to local governments as well that Heather Cloud sponsored.
If I can't even talk to someone, if I can't send an email knowing that my ideas and the conversations that I have with that official is not to has some degree of confidence, because it's not the final product, and that's what we're talking about.
But deliberation, Stephen Procopio, or the reasoning behind decisions are important, are they not, Stephen Procopio, president of Public Affairs Research Council?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and this applies to everything. So if he's talking to the National Guard about where people should deploy after a disaster, you know, I think the public, maybe not right when the disaster's going on, they got bigger things to do, but later when there's an investigation, if things go badly, well, like, why did you put guard troops here instead of there? I think we very much want to know what that is.
You mentioned the Public Affairs Research Council and how far y'all go back, and I learned that when I was reading Jeremy Alford's The Last Constitution, because he gives you a little history, a little context, and again, I can't recommend that book strongly enough. Tell me about the history of Louisiana and governors and powerful governors and boards and appointments and commissions and what the governor now is proposing to do and how important that is, Stephen.
Yeah, I don't know you got that much time, but generally...
It is important stuff, though.
Because governors were exercising too much power. We were formed in the wake of Earl Long, and you know, there, Jeremy, you can talk about the stories there as well. You know, where basically, you know, there was a spoil system. He got to appoint everyone. You know, it was basically the whole government reported to the governor, and everyone knew that was wrong, but they, you know, they felt powerless to do anything because the governor was so powerful. And that's one of the reasons PAR was formed, to sort of fight against that sort of tyrannical rule.
Didn't he fire the Earl Long, fire the head of the health department or something to get himself out of an insane asylum?
Yeah, no, he's a very colorful character. Yeah, he did a lot of stuff.
Well, tell me about Governor Landry now. Let's move forward to what he wants to do with boards and why that's so important.
Yeah, so there's really three big things. One is that there's a bill that passed out of the Senate committee that would basically allow him to choose the chair of every statutory board, so not necessarily constitutional ones. My biggest concern with that, we didn't testify on that bill. My biggest concern is unintended consequences, because there's boards that he doesn't even have an appointment, much less a majority. So like the sheriff's retirement board, he gets to pick a chair of that. He doesn't even have a person on there. It just doesn't make any sense. I can see it's not that if he gets to pick the entire board, then it's not that big a deal. I still think he shouldn't do it, but it's not that big a deal if he gets to pick the chair. But it's the other boards. There's two other really important boards. There's the Board of Ethics, which basically controls and investigates all ethics violations and campaign finance. And then there's civil service. There are two separate bills, and one of them already got out of Senate committee, that will allow him to control a majority of the Board of Ethics. Right now, he can appoint 7 of 11 members on the Board of Ethics, but it has to be from a list from independent colleges. He doesn't get to pick his personal person. There's a process there to try and make it so that's a little bit protected as a buffer from politics, and that would eliminate that buffer. So basically, the governor would have a 60% control of the one of the most important institutions in fighting corruption in Louisiana.
What about civil
the
service?
Other one,
yeah.
Civil service, there's a constitutional amendment, hasn't moved yet. That would essentially allow the governor to do the same thing. He could change the law to make it so that he determines who's on civil service, which brings us back to the old spoil system, which was one of the huge reforms, not just in Louisiana, but across the country. Not saying there's not room for improvement in civil service, because there certainly is, but you certainly don't scrap it and put it all under control of the governor. Those are both.
And the governor's had some history with the ethics board, has he not?
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of it, so I don't want to get too much into that. I think these are two serious boards that are key to preventing corruption, and I think that the legislature needs to be very careful when it moves to these, and I think citizens really need to know and be informed about some of the magnitude of the changes that they're looking at.
Is huge power grab going too far?
I hate to put those kind of terms and motivation behind it, but I certainly can see why a reasonable person would see it that way.
All right, and real quick, the public records law, would that go into effect before the Constitutional Convention that he's proposing or not? Do you know?
Yeah, I believe it would. Mm-hmm. I do want to say one thing is that Heather Cloud, I have talked to her, and I think she is sincere. She realizes there are some problems and will try to fix the bill, but until those amendments actually get put on, I don't think citizens should let up. They are clearly reacting to the feedback they've gotten on, and it is a different tone that's happening in the Senate when they talk about public records now, and that is because of citizens.
I hope so. We're trying to do everything we can. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Steve, and we'll talk to Mark Rose when we come back. Help you manage your money with Mark right now. Time for WWL First News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.